The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
All right, here's, you know, I'm trying to help the young guys out that are down, you know, running this program. You know, I got Colin down there and Zach down there. Alex is on sabbatical for a couple of weeks, taking a vacation from his jobs of engineering the program. And so I try to bring them bits of trivia that'll do them good on a Friday night if they're in a local, you know, pub, you know, trying to win a beer from somebody. Here's the next big question. What is the biggest bubble, economically speaking, in world history? Well, until recently, it was tulip bulbs in the 18th century. It's tulip bulbs. There was a big run on tulip bulbs for 2 years. Their value went through the roof. People hoarded them, and then they crashed. And that was the end of that. Bitcoin now. According to some, the biggest bubble ever. I mean, Bitcoin a couple of weeks ago was worth $10,000. Now it's worth, what, 16 grand? Chuck Vollmer here, president of Jobonomics. A total market value of $203 billion, and I still don't understand what Bitcoin is. Chuck, welcome back.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I get confused. It's like a nebulous, you know, it's like it's in this plasma out there. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. I don't get it. What is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin's a new kind of currency. It is an alternative to the current fiat currency that we have. It was really kind of devised by people that don't like individual nations printing money and being able to manipulate it. And so it's a digital currency that's encrypted. And it's not really a currency. Think of it as more of a token. It's not backed by anything, and
So let me jump in there. Let me jump in there then. How is that not fiat? Because fiat, by the definition I think you're using here, American money is fiat money because it's not really backed up by anything. It's worth the paper it's printed on in the real world, right? If that's what you're saying.
Yes. And by the way, that's very insightful.
All right. So
because it's not backed by anything, so it's backed by the belief that this thing is going to have value.
And
it's gone up, for, like you said, from less than $1,000 at the beginning of the year. Today, it's $16,799, and it got up the other day to a little over $18,000 per coin.
All right, so now it's up to $18,000, and you can buy fractionals. Now, let me ask you something, because here is something I saw. This is a little bit of an aside here real quickly, but I saw outside a 7-Eleven store here in southern Michigan, I don't know, a week ago, I saw a sign that said, a Bitcoin ATM. So apparently you can go to an ATM that's Bitcoin connected, however that would work, and get money.
Yeah, it's difficult to get rid of these things. First of all, if we back up a step, you know, Bitcoin with a capital B is only one of these cryptocurrencies. There's about 1,300 other of them. The number two is Ethercoin and Ethereum, and there's many other. And it's traded on like 7,000 different markets and exchanges. And it's very difficult to get rid of one of these things. So
hold on. I got to ask another question. Yeah, more questions. All right. Something is worth what you can sell it for. That's the bottom line. You can think that your house is worth $1 million, but if you can sell it for $100,000, that's the best you can get. Your house is worth $100,000. If you can't get rid of this thing, why is it worth $18,000?
I think it's the marketing. First of all, the underlying currency is coming in. It's the distributed ledger blockchain technology we can talk about later, but it's coming because there are companies, there are nations that want an alternative to central bank fiat. So it's coming. So the latest manifestation is this Bitcoin, and in capital B Bitcoin, it's got at least 50% of all the cryptocurrency market. So there's a lot of hype and there's a lot of media attention. So people are gambling, and by the way, you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. You can buy part of a Bitcoin. You can even go to an exchange and give your credit card and take $10 a month, you know, towards a Bitcoin. So people are speculating.
And what are you speculating about? Whether, I mean, 18,000, and I did see a couple of articles that it is the biggest bubble in financial history, bigger than the Holland tulip bubble, the Dutch tulip bubble of the 18th century. It's right up there, so, and it's beyond that now. What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, I think it's the Bitcoin in itself will likely collapse, but the technology will continue. For example, when a place like Amazon gets into Bitcoin, the reason they would build their own Bitcoin currency, and Amazon's got four sites right now to launch their own cryptocurrency. Now, Amazon, unlike the Bitcoin with a capital B, can back it. And by the way, Amazon would use this currency and a couple with their payment system to cut out all the middlemen, so they could cut out Visa and MasterCard and whoever they use, you know, and not have to pay the fee, and have this digital ledger and cryptocurrency to sell their products. So, but once that happens, if a guy like Amazon gets in, these 1,300 Bitcoin things are all going to collapse because they're not backed by anything.
Well, right, but then again, neither is the U.S. dollar, except the full faith and credit of the American government, which, depending on the day, might be a little bit suspect anymore.
Yeah, and so you're making a good point there. The reason that the dollar will be the faith in government will be the faith in a company like Amazon. And so it is the coin itself in its current manifestation as a currency is, I believe, going to have a major collapse. I mean, between 2013 and 2015, it went down by 80%.
And then it came back up, and it'll work its way back through. Chuck, we're going to have you back on a little more regular basis so we can take this step by step, baby steps, to understand this cryptocurrency, how it works, where it comes from, and why it might be the future. It's, well, it's an education every time you're here, and I greatly appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
All right, Chuck Vollmer, President, Jobonomics. Over $200 billion in value now, $18,000 for a Bitcoin that at the beginning of last year was less than $1,000. Now, if you had invested in that and gotten it back and gotten an 18-fold return on your investment, you would have been brilliant, frankly. I know a guy that just bought a brand new pickup truck with his Bitcoin profits. He strikes me as brilliant as well. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.